You can ring Doug's bell. Ring Doug's bell. Doug's bell. Ring Doug's bell. You can ring Doug's bell. Ring Doug's bell. Doug's bell. Ring Doug's bell. Welcome to the Doug Bellcast. And now, here is your host, the star of Ring My Bell, Doug Bell. Anyone know Burr's number? If anyone's got Burr's number, I haven't heard from them. I did a pop-in show, probably maybe 8 months ago now. And they go, yeah, Burr's going to be here next week, blah, blah, blah. I just kind of popped in, you know. And I go, well, tell him I said hi. Tell Burr I said hey. But I never heard from him. So I got like a few ideas. I got to pitch him like just like a whole like, you know, ring my bell. Like I want to do like a variety show, ring my bell, variety show. Like boom, boom, boom. Like do that. Like do some comic sketches. And Bill knows a lot of people. Like, you know, get me Kreisch, you know, Kevin Hart, guys I know, but just like I'm too busy to reach out. So I'm like, maybe Burr could help out and reach out. So, but I told someone, Tom Bell says, hey, so if you see him, I just want to see the guy's number because I left a couple messages, but I don't know if it's, it's so funny because I got to go back out. To La La Land. And it reminds me of the Playboy Mansion closed, which was, it sucks. I mean, there were buku girls there. I went up to the mansion, it's gotta be 2011 now. Back then it was after Ring My Bell. And I was doing, making ends meet, you know, so I was boom, boom. I was working the boom mic. Jenny Garner had a show. So I'm kind of working the boom mic on Jenny Garner's show. People told me I was like the funniest boom operator. Because they used to think it was great when I'd blow a take. Like when they'd be doing something and the segment would just be about to wrap, I'd go, one more time, you know. And I did it and the camera guy started cracking up. But the second thing, one more time, the second time I did, the director told me to fire me if I did it again. But Jenny Garner show, just when I would go around interviewing people, bah, 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 I didn't really love it. I told her that. That's probably why they let me go. No, I know what happened. The mansion. I was up there, Jenny Garner's shooting. She's doing some interviews, half and blah, blah, blah. But I got the boom mic. But we're supposed to just do the segment and then hightail it, you know. But I mean, I'm in a Playboy Mansion. This is a place to make connections, you know. It was like around Thanksgiving, you know, boom, boom, celebs all over the place, A-lister, you know, it's like a buku thing, you know. And I came in, I didn't show up sober. by the time, I dropped one of the boom mics into the pool, ruined it. They had to get a new one from the truck, delayed the shoot by like 90 minutes. I blamed some waitress. It was my fault though, because I coughed and I dropped the boom mic in the pool. But I said a waitress bumped into me and they sent her home. She got in trouble, but I don't want to pay for the boom mic. It was, you know, and again, I was definitely not in any condition. I'll tell you that now. It was a statute of limitations at best. But I was like, it was vintage Bell. I get the mail, you know, there's so many girls walking around. I'm getting overwhelmed by the girls. I'm like, I'm going to marry you. You know, we weren't supposed to talk to the girls. But it was such a cool hang. Like I brought my swim trunks. I bought my trunks. So like we were on break and I hopped into the pool because they had to wait for the, thing. We're not supposed to do that. They told us to go have lunch down on Sunset or whatever, but I'm like, yeah, sure. Bell's listening. Yeah. But free booze, sign me up. So I hung out, you know, I'm asking like, where's Hef? Like, I really wanted to meet him because he could maybe like introduce me to some people. And so I put my trunks on, I like these cool jean shorts. I'm walking around, boom, boom, checking out the scene, you know, snacking, taking, you know, I had a, you know, having a little drink, having a cup of pop that I put some vodka in. I had a nice cup of, orange Fanta that I put some vodka in. And I seen Billy Maher. I see Billy Maher, he's in the grotto. He's with some girl. And then boom, boom, they're getting friendly. I'm not gonna say what they're doing, but they're getting friendly in the grotto. And they're all alone. So I jump in, I do like a cannon walk, boom. So fucking funny. I do like the, you know, boosh, the fucking water goes everywhere. It goes all over her. She, wow, she screams, you know, because her hair. And they had like food on the side by the grotto. I didn't know they had like hors d'oeuvres and sandwiches that got wet. But I go, Billy, Doug Bell, you know, because I had seen him at a club one time when Ring My Bell was on. I said, what's up, dude? You know, so... he was such a dick though. He wasn't cool at all. Cause I was like, what are you doing? And he goes, what do you think I'm doing? And I just walk, I kind of swim walk over there to him, boom, boom, boom. And I go, dude, you're doing, your stuff is so political. I like that. You know, like I told him, like, I'm trying to do some political stuff. Maybe you could help me out with like an angle to take or something like that. You know, but he was like really, he wasn't cool about it at all. Cause the girl's like, I think I'm going to go inside, and Billy's going there. And I'm like, Bill, let her go, man. You can't say no. I mean, like, you check her out later. There's a million girls. I shouldn't have said this, but I was fucked up. I go, bros before hoes. And he hops out with her. So now I'm just sitting here in the grotto, kind of splashing around, you know, just splashing around, just looking all the people out there, you know, just kind of going, all right, this is where we're going to make. But no one came in a pool. So I hop out and I'm walking around and I see Tommy Cruise. He's in this little corner. He's sitting there with a girl and they're really going at it. You know, she's got the big, big hooters and they're kissing, boom, boom, boom. And I was drunk. I admit it now. I was drunk, but I go, dude, I point at him and I go, I'm such a fan. And I'm like, could you just stay here? Cause I was going to get my phone, take a picture. But he's like, what? No. But then I got like PO'd and I go, you're married. I start saying, he was kissing this girl. I go, you're married. And the girl jumps off him. And I'm like, you're married. This isn't right. And a couple guys come over and they go, what's going on here? I go, he's married, you know. Yeah, I shouldn't have done that. Because he got up and I know that he left. Like, he just left. And I seen the girl and she was like, so mad at me. She was, you know, she was, believe me, she was, I always call it belly-ing. When you belly somebody, just checking them out. You know, she was belly-ing me the whole night because I was like, you're married, pointing. I shouldn't have done that. Like, I admit, I, you know, I was a little tipsy and I was kind of PO'd about the whole Billy Maher thing. So if you see Tom, tell him I see Mission Impossible. I thought it was great. I didn't like the second one. I told him that too. I said that. I'm like, the first one was great, but the second one, dude, what the fuck? I complained about it for a couple minutes. And I go, oh no, when he jumps out of the pool, he's walking. I thought he was coming off. I thought he was like having fun with it. And I go, oh no, Lestat's going to bite me. The vampire's going to bite me. I said that to him, yeah. But anyway, he walks away. Said, I'm kind of wandering around. I walk into this room And there's all these people laying on these futons that just like, it's like an SEX room, you know. They're all like, boom, 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 you know. And I walk in there and I just collapse on my knees. And I got sick. I got sick all over one of the futons. I got sick and everybody had to clear out and they had to close it down and maintenance had to come in. Some girl goes, "You're an asshole." I was like, "What? Thanks for that type of language. You're an asshole," because I got sick. I was just like fucking food poisoning. I told her it's probably food poisoning. So I had to get out of there because they were like, "You got to leave." So I'm like, yeah. And I walked into the house and I went upstairs and I found a place to crash. I fucking crashed. I got myself like, probably got like a good hour. And then security comes in and they're like, "This is, what are you doing in here? This is Hef's bedroom." I didn't know. I fell asleep in a bed with big curtains. And I fell asleep and I got like a little bit of the drool on the pillow and, it was a bad scene. They're like, "Get the fuck out of here. Get the F out of here." But I'm like, the door was open. I just walked in, man. So I'm walking down the steps. I'm getting ready to leave. I'm like, yeah, I can tell where I'm not wanted. And I walk out and I see there's a jacuzzi, right? So I go, yeah. Bah, bah, bah. Now I know the director's looking for me at this point. Jenny Garner's waiting. But I forgot. Like, I forgot, to be honest. And there's a hot jacuzzi, like a hot jacuzzi tub. And I even said to the girl, like, "Hey, babe," you know, there's like a bunny. I go, "Hey, babe, you want to hop in a hot jacuzzi tub with me?" And she goes, "No, I'm working." So I grab a towel. It's so funny. I walk over. It's because a couple girls in there. And I go, "Can I take your order?" And I had the thing draped over my arm, you know, with the... I got the thing draped over my arm with the towel, so if I get the jean shorts on. I go, "Can I take your order, ladies?" I was really funny at the bell. I go, "Room service is here." I say that to them, they just crack up. And I go, "Who wants some hors d'oeuvres?" I said it wrong. I'm like, "Hors d'oeuvres, coming out," you know. But then I don't even know. Like, I realize I smell cigar. And hand in God, the governor. Schwarzenegger's in a hot tub. I don't even notice it. There's like six girls and him sitting in a hot tub. And that's why they're all in a hot tub. Boom, boom, boom. And I just throw the towel down. I step in. And he goes, "Oh, no, we're at capacity," he says to me. So I said it to him too. I go, "I'm going to leave, but I'll be back." So I just hopped in a tub. I sat there. And it just like everybody got quiet in the tub, you know, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, I'm just, you know, like I'm so cool. Like, you know, just like I told him about ring my bell. I'm like, "Hey," I'm like, "Arnold, I'm here." I'm like, "This bullshit gig I got isn't real." I go, "I'm just doing this." And I probably shouldn't have mentioned Tommy Cruise, but I'm like, "Fucking Tommy Cruise is married." Like, I started getting angry. I go, "He's married. He's over there fucking cheating." I said it real loud and people start looking. And Arnold's like, "This is a private party." I did a good Arnold too. And I did it in my routine, which was funny. So, I start doing him to him. And one of the girls is like busting a gut. I go, "Hey, the water's here. I hope we don't drown." You know, I do that to him. And he's not laughing at all. But then, like, you know, he's like, "You can't be in here." And I go, hey, buckaroo. "You may because you were the governor, you think that you could tell me not to. But you're smoking a cigar and that's bothering me." So I told him he was breaking an ordinance. I started to complain. Because I said, "You're going to give me cancer, that big cigar," because I quit smoking. So I said, "Hey, if you don't put that cigar down." And I start doing this, right? And one of the waitresses comes over. And And he goes, this guy not supposed to be here. And I go, yeah, but the, what I say, kindergartner cop. I say the kindergartner cop is smoking a stogie and I don't like it. I'm like, you're not allowed to smoke stogies indoors. And he goes, we're outdoors, you asshole, he yells at me. So I splash water. I splash him. I'm fucking, you know, again, I'm not sober. And his cigar goes out and he throws the butt at me. Hit me with the butt. I go, if that was lit, I'd be suing you, I tell him. I remember half of it, you know. And he gets out of the pool. And he goes, I'm going to get somebody. But then I still had to do a joke. I go, quit hanging around. You know, I do like the Arnold joke, you know. But the girls were all mad. One girl's like, you're an asshole. She's like, the other girl in the futon area. She's like, you're an asshole. And then I just went outside, right? And I'm sitting there by my lonesome. And I just started feeling sorry for myself. And I just started thinking about ring my bell, and I just start cutting myself, because ring my bell, I get in the tub like that, got back in the hot tub, I'm bleeding, I'm like, ring my bell, it's gotta come back, and the girls won't get out, like, it was a bad scene, a director comes over, what are you doing? I go, tell Jenny Gardner she's got to talk to somebody. Like, I'm crying by this point. I caught myself in a tub and I had to like close it down. And ambulance came. They had to take me out of the ambulance. Because when I was getting out of the tub, I was bleeding. But then I tripped on the step and I hurt my knee. Scraped up my knee pretty good. So the ambulance came, and on the way out, I'm like looking for all the celebrities to like, hey, this is what you did. Look what you did. You know, I'm fucking saying that. Like Tommy Cruise had already left, but I seen the girl he was with. I'm like, you tell Tommy this is what he did. You know, it was, ring my bell. Like, I really was cool. Like, you would, it was vintage bell, you know, like just take the moment and even a sad moment, make it the most moment, you know. But poof, I heard Hef was steam like a vegetable. Ooh, someone told me. Oh, someone said Hef had to change the sheets. They swap out the futons, the hot tub. It was really a crazy scene. Vintage Bell, like, came and fucking took over, you know. But they shouldn't have been so snotty, you know. Billy Maher and the political stuff, he could have helped me out, you know. It's like you could kiss a girl anytime, Bill. By the way, if anybody sees Burr, I just tell him I said hi, and I really got some of these, I need him to reach out to a few people for me, blah, 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 you know, tell him it might be a little, you know, a little opportunity for him too. Anyway, fly wild and stay. You can ring Doug's bell, ring Doug's bell, Doug's bell, ring Doug's bell. You can ring Doug's bell. Ring Doug's bell. Doug's bell. Ring Doug's bell.